I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I do love how it made it sound like the report was that she's talked to people in the building. They're like, even they're like, if he wasn't small, you guys have no idea.
You'd love him.
How great he would be. Okay, great. Fantastic.
Quick hits coming up in just about 20 minutes here. That was Kimberly Martin today on Get Up. And obviously, we're going to focus on the Shador part of this. Music to your ears there, JP?
Well, I mean, I told you, I don't know that him starting week one isn't the best thing in the Shador Sanders business, like the best thing for the Shador Sanders business, mainly because I think that it's just a gauntlet of a schedule early on.
Sounds like fear to me.
It's not fear.
It's not fear.
It's just
if you believed in him, it's week one.
That's silly, and you know that's silly. If he ends up being the starter week one, am I going to be very like, oh my gosh, he's in over his head? No, but it is with the understanding that the quarterbacks he's playing is going to be.
I don't think you can have it both ways. I don't think you can be like you gotta puff out your chest like a peacock if he starts week one. No,
no, not necessarily. I think patience would want to be the order of the day if we were talking about it. And I don't know that this fan base is going to have the patience to if whoever starts week one by week five or week six going through that gauntlet, you're not going to have a lot of wins on the schedule.
All right, I'm not trying to be Johnny Jam up here, but if you thought he was worth the number two pick in the draft, why wouldn't like so? Okay, if you thought he was worth the number two pick in the draft. Would you want him to start week one?
I think it's an easier entry point for Shador to be week five or week six. And I think the way that this whole thing has started to trend, that is what makes the most sense to me. You go Flacco first, Pickett first, and then let them take that gauntlet, that early part of the schedule where you're taking on Joe Burrow, you're taking on Lamar Jackson, you're taking all these guys, and then you go week five, week six, and then you're off to the races.
So there's a part of me that when there's a part of me that the report bugs me. There are people in the Browns building who believe Shador can 100% be the starter. And it bugs me for a few reasons. It's a very generic report. One, who are these people in the Browns building and what, like...
Did you talk to the janitor?
Yeah, did you talk to some of the performance staff that just got let go?
Maybe that's why they got let go.
That's why they're talking now.
They're talking, Joe Sheehan, watch out.
Like, so that's one part of it of like... All right, because it's a difference. Like, if Jimmy Haslam is the one that believes that, and Stefanski and Barry don't, well, that could lead to a malfunction of the junction. If Tommy Rees believes that and Kevin doesn't, that's a really interesting dichotomy of who would believe and who wouldn't. So the other part of this is he can 100% be the starter. There's no timeline on that. So. You can infer, well, does that mean week one? Does that mean week six? Or does that mean 2 years from now? And so I think that's where, like, trying to take this report and really, really, like, sink your teeth into it, there's a little bit of, it's January 4th, and this feels like a report that you would have that doesn't necessarily, I'm not saying it doesn't have merit. Kimberly, I think, is probably one of the most underrated talents at ESPN. I think she's fantastic. But it doesn't, this report left me wanting like three follow-up questions with Kimberly in the moment.
Well, and more importantly, the timing of it, right? Like, are the people in the Browns building suggesting it could be week one, or are they suggesting just at some point this season?
Yeah, because...
That's the most important question.
At some point, one of the two quarterbacks you drafted will have to look like a guy who could start in the NFL. Not necessarily even this year, but in the next 2 years, if both of those guys, any chance they get on the field, they look like DTR, I mean, I don't care that it's three mid-round quarterbacks or, you know, I don't care. Like, at some point, one of those guys, DTR can't because he's not here anymore, but one of those other two guys has to look like something.
Yeah, the timing of it is what I'm trying to zero in on. But I think it was a very vague report. I think Kimberly, I wish she would have, she's not going to put anyone's name on it, but like, I don't know, do you think it's crazy to think that inside the Browns building in the past 3 weeks, they've developed maybe a fondness for Shedeur Sanders that even when they drafted him, it didn't appear like they had?
No. And I also think,
I don't know
that there was a definitive edict of, hey, if you're going to come here, leave all that, you know what, in behind. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if the Browns, when they drafted Shedeur, were very honest about why they didn't draft him until the fifth round.
Right, and obviously there came a lot of skepticism attached to him. That's why they took a quarterback in the third round, thinking they were out on the Shedeur Sanders business, and then took him in the fifth round. But you can tell in the past few weeks, like, he is not only just won over, it seems like, every media member in this town. I would bet the Browns are like, oh yeah, this guy's a lot better than I thought he was going to be in a lot of areas that we thought he was going to be.
So, but with what we're saying there, hey, kid, this is why you fell to the fifth round, in our opinion. We believe in you. Here's what we expect from you. Yeah, I mean, if 3 weeks in, he's doing everything they tell him to, which when you grow up a coach's kid and when you grow up a, you know, son of an NFL Hall of Famer, like, it stands to reason that it doesn't take a lot of direction for him to do what they want him to do. Yeah, I would imagine that he's changed some minds there in Cleveland already. Because I do think there were people that came in at a fixed point of bleep that kid. I think it's hard to move away from bleep that kid to, yeah, he's not so bad.
But again, like, even Daryl with just a limited time around him and limited interaction with him now. But in the pre-draft process, he had a lot of red flags when it came to Shedeur. And in the past 48 hours, I've seen him defend the idea that Shedeur Sanders is really good when it comes to talking to the media and really good at representing himself. And then also we saw today, he was just waxing poetic about how good he looked and the throws and how much better he was than Dylan Gabriel.
Now, you and I both get conflated with being Shedeur guys, right? I can't take that mantle because you are the Shedeur guy. You were on this since day one, and
people accuse you of being a Shedeur guy?
Yeah. Well, no, it's the same thing of there are people out there who will say you're the biggest hater in the world, and then the next person will say you're the biggest homer in the world.
Oh, okay. So they listen to
one take on it, sure. Or you talk a lot about Shedeur, so you must be a Shedeur guy. What I will say is, in this quarterback battle, there are two quarterbacks who I want to win the job. And I'm basing that not off anything other than talent. I don't think Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett has starter talent in the NFL. So if either of those guys plays, I'll feel like Sam Monson felt about Joe Flacco. Those guys, to me, are a waste of my time right now. And I shouldn't even say right now. Kenny Pickett, to me, is just a waste of time. Dylan, now at this point, like, I don't know the circumstances which I'll be comfortable until he actually gets out there on the field and shows me something that I didn't already see in the three stops in college previously. So when it just comes to the physical talent, do you have the physical talent to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? That's Joe Flacco or Shedeur. So it stands to reason, like, if I heard that Shedeur has less than zero chance of I'd be pissed. I would. And I don't, like, again, I think if he starts, I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. But I don't want to start a kid who might just be a good backup one day in Dylan Gabriel.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're Kenny Pickett. I don't have... That's not interesting to me.
Yeah, you want to go for the gusto a little bit. You want to find out.
How wrong I might be on Shador when I say I think he could be a solid starter but not a great starter? Oh, I want to find that out. Was I 100% right?
Isn't that like the fun part of the season?
Well, and or is he more closer to a franchise quarterback than we realize?
And it could be. And that's the thing, though. It could go either way. That's the beauty of sports in this. But what I love about the idea of the Shador convo is that in just 3 weeks' time, he has managed to showcase people why exactly so many people in Colorado fell in love with him. Like, I'm impressed at how quick this has gone down this way. Now, every single time we have an OTAs or some sort of time where he gets to showcase himself in front of the media, everyone just walks away with this just glowing remarks. It's incredible. It's consistent is what it is.
Now, this is where we have to pump the brakes.
Hold on. That's a good thing with Shador, by the way, we need to point out. And this is something that I think when a lot of people looked at him on tape, it's like, well, what does stand out? And well, it's like, well, showcasing your accuracy and showcasing your vision and all that stuff, consistency matters in a big time way. Like we talked with Menigan before the show. He was talking about his golf over the weekend. He's like, yeah, I was good for three rounds. And then for the next four holes, I couldn't hit the ball straight at all. I had some warm burners in there. And it's like, yeah, what makes golf
hard? That's the only way I golf.
But the difference between like you and someone that, you know, like golfs on a consistent basis and does it.
Or is good.
Is good is the consistency, right? The consistency part of it is a big deal with it. That's what separates it. Anyone can have a good hole, have a good nine holes. Anyone can have one good camp. Seems like every time Shador Sanders takes the field, he's having a good outing.
You blew past the right part of that because I was going to make a Bonnie Blue joke and just this whole show is going to go somewhere.
Easy now.
Now, let me finish it.
This is where...
Just like Bonnie. Easy now.
This is where I... well done, first off. This is where I do pump the brakes a little bit. And not on you, because I actually think you've been doing this very subtly for a couple weeks now. Loved the video we saw today on 11-11. Really did. A lot of fun. That's a great throw. It is a video in camp, so let's not go. But to me, I'll be surprised if Shador wins the job. And I think that's where we should all be coming from. Like, the person on Twitter who anytime we talk about Shador goes, he's a fifth-round pick and the last quarterback in the room. That should be the element of the truth that we cling to until he's named starter. Even if there are reports, he's the second for the job, he's this, that, the other. That's all noise. And we'll react to it because we got time. But the point is, like, as of right now, I don't even know surprised is a strong enough word. If Shador starts week one, I will be shocked. And yeah. I think that's the mentality we have to have.
Yeah.
So one, we can give proper credence to, holy crap, the kid did it. And two, proper credence to, he's got a ways to go, not just in nebulous people's eyes, but in the Browns' eyes as well.
It's an incredibly tall mountain that he's got to climb if he's going to try to become the starter week one. Like it seems like it's not in the cards right now, even though he's having himself a nice couple weeks. Like it's just there's just so much he has to go. He just now went from last week, again, this all just based off of what we were seeing, where he didn't get any 11 on 11s and didn't have as many opportunities as everyone else. Now it feels like he's getting a little bit more and a little bit more, but he's so far behind everyone else when it comes to, I think, how the Browns viewed everything entering this whole entire camp.
Now, I don't think the gap is unbridgeable, but I think Shador has to have like a flawless camp, like a flawless summer to start week one.
It's got to be irrefutable that he's the answer and he's the only option in order for them to actually make that. And I'd make the same case for Dylan Gabriel, too.
Yeah.
Either one of the rookies. Like, it had to be irrefutable that every single time they were the best quarterback and the option that gave this team the best chance to win. And I think with Joe Flacco in the building, I think it's going to be really hard to be able to pull off.
Well, and so it's going to be really hard, but, like, it's just we do start with how tough of a start of the schedule you have. He is a fifth-round rookie, no matter where people thought his talent was. There's a lot of – and – There might be people in the organization who it takes a gigantic burden of proof to erase what they thought of Shador, because that is one of the things that annoys me about how we talk about people in organizations is we give them this, we put them on this pedestal. They're human beings just like you and me. So there are fans out there who are like, that kid better be the second coming of Joe Montaning when his ass hits that field. Guarantee you there's still people in the Browns organization who feel that same way.
Which is what some people in Pittsburgh said that Kenny Pickett looked like after his first training camp. So get ready for it.
And also Mahomes and every other great quarterback ever was.
They were right about Mahomes. The problem with Kenny Pickett is that they were obviously wrong.
Camp Kenny. It's a real thing.
It was a real thing.
Good camp, Kenny. You're not getting the job. 216-474-0092. How much of a surprise would it be if Shador won the job? And we got quick hits coming up. That's leading off with a member of the Browns coaching staff talking about Shador's progress in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.